Activity 32B. Story time. Listen to the story and write the numbers. The Ugly Duckling. Once upon a time, there lived a duck family. They lived on a farm. Mother Duck waited for her little ducks to hatch. One morning, the eggs hatched and out popped six beautiful little ducklings and an ugly big one. Mother Duck was sad, but she loved the ugly duckling too. The ugly duckling ate more than his brothers and was bigger than them. His brothers didn't want to play with him. He was very clumsy and everybody laughed at him. He was sad and lonely. He secretly cried at night. Then, one morning, he ran away from home. He stopped at a pond and asked the other birds,
"Do you know of any ducklings with grey feathers like mine?"
But the birds said,
"We don't know anyone as ugly as you."
The ugly duckling went to another pond and asked the geese,
"Do you know of any ducklings with grey feathers like mine?"
The geese said,
"We don't know anyone as ugly as you. Go away."
The duckling was sorry he had ever left the farmyard. Then, one day, he came to an old woman's cottage. She caught him.
"I'll put this in a hutch. It will lay plenty of eggs,"
said the old woman. But the ugly duckling laid not a single egg. Then the hen said,
"If you don't lay eggs, the old woman will eat you."
And the cat said,
"And I will eat your bones."
At night, the sad little duckling escaped. Once again, he was all alone. He ran as far away as he could, and at dawn, he found himself at a pond.
"If nobody wants me, I'll stay here forever."
There was plenty of food, and the duckling began to feel a little happier, though he was lonely. One day at sunrise, he saw beautiful birds fly in the sky. White, with long, thin necks, yellow beaks, and large wings.
"If only I could look like them, just for a day,"
said the duckling to himself. Winter came, and the water in the pond froze. The poor duckling went to look for food in the snow. He was tired and fell to the ground. A farmer found him and took him home to his children. They gave him food, and the duckling grew very big. In spring, the farmer took him back to the pond. The duckling saw himself in the water.
"I look different."
Some swans glided onto the pond. The duckling knew he was one of their kind, and they became friends.
"We're swans like you,"
they said warmly.
Where have you been hiding?
It's a long story, replied the young swan.
Now he swam majestically with his friends, the swans. One day he heard children on the riverbank say,
Look at that young swan! He's the finest of them all!
And he was very happy.